comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
LiveWire Network with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang of LiveWire Network. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by a brilliant musician, Mike Smithen, from the band The Fortunes. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Nice to see some sunshine for a change.
It is. We hope it will last. The band The Fortunes, it has been in the music business for decades, I believe, as early as the 60s. What are your earliest memory of this band? Because you joined in the early 80s.
I did indeed. My earliest memory was, believe it or not, my dad used to live in a village outside of Coventry. And there was a working men's club that he used to attend. He used to go to at weekends occasionally. And the Fortunes were actually appearing at this club on a Sunday night. And myself and a drummer friend of mine, who was actually in the Fortunes as well eventually, we went to see them, and they were absolutely incredible. They came on in silk shirts, I remember, different coloured silk shirts and black trousers, and the vocal harmony was just incredible, Ling. It was incredible. And I couldn't believe it when it was maybe 7-8 years afterwards, they came to see me at a show in the band I was playing with, and they offered me a job, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
You mean you were already a musician before you joined the band?
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, I've been playing now for 53 years now. I've been playing music. I started off with a band many years ago called The Eyes of Blue. And we toured. When all the artists finished, had their hits in the 60s, American artists, they came back in the 70s to perform at American Air Force bases all over the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the backing bands that backed these people, people like Del Shannon and Bobby V and the Marvelettes and the Supremes and Percy Sledge and all kinds of different people.
All the bands we love.
Yeah, I had a very good apprenticeship, playing rock and roll 1 week with Del Shannon, and the week after doing pop with Bobby V, and then the week after that maybe soul with Percy Sledge. So it was a really good upbringing for a young musician, you know.
But talking about the band itself, The Fortunes, I believe that they first called themselves The Cliftons first. And then later on, they changed the name because of the influence of the Beatles. They come on the scene and everything. Was that the real reason why the names changed to the Fortunes after that?
Well, what happened was there was a guy called Reg Calvert, and he was an agent, and he lived in Southampton, but he moved up to the Midlands to a place near here called Rugby, and he bought a big old house, a very big old sort of Georgian house, and he filled it with bright young people like Rod and Barry and all these guys, and they got girls and they would all stay there and play their music. And he would say, right, tonight you are going out with him, and you're going to back him, and you're going to be called. At first, they were called the Merry Men, believe it or not.
The what?
And they backed the Merry Men, and they got dressed up like Robin
Oh.
Hood with green singlets on. And so this guy would say, tonight, this is what you're going to do. He's a very clever guy. And he eventually put Rod and Barry and Glendale together
Oh,
with another couple of guys.
yeah. Barry Pritchard. I think they were the original vocal trio, Rod Allen, Glendale, and Barry Pritchard,
That's
wasn't it? They
correct.
were the
That's
real one.
correct.
And then continue to grow. There have been many members come and gone since then of the
Oh, very
band.
much so. But the Cliftones name came because the house was called Clifton Grange.
Oh,
So they came out as the Cliftones, you see. And then Reg Calvert could see that they had something. There was definitely something there in those vocals. They were fabulous vocalists.
Yeah.
And he changed the name to the Fortunes, and that's how it all started.
And then also combined with a hit as a songwriter talent, everybody know Roger Greenway and Roger Cook. They also wrote songs for many other
Oh
bands
yeah,
and things
many
like that.
many people.
Yes. And then how do the Fortunes come to be connected with these brilliant songwriters? Is it because they were spotted by them, or what are the, how did that happen?
Well, I think they had one hit called they had one record release called Summertime, Summertime, and it sort of piqued people's interest because in those days it was all about Liverpool with the Beatles and the Liverpool explosion. And then, well, what's this happening in Birmingham? Well, they say Birmingham. It was miles away from Birmingham, really, but they said Birmingham, and they piqued people's interest. And in those days, there was houses in London where songwriters got together, like they did at Clifton Hall, and they decided to write songs, and they would tout them to the publishing companies, and then they would go to the bands and say, "We think you should sing this one, and we'll pay for the recording." And that's how it happened, really. Barry Mason, who wrote a song for the boys, told a great story when he wrote one of when he got which I can't remember which song it was at the moment, but he had to go to Germany. The boys were touring in Germany in these clubs doing 3 or 4 hours a night, and he had to wait till 3 o'clock in the morning till they came into the dressing room. And he came and he said, "I've got this great song for you." Of course, they were tired; they wanted to go to bed. Oh man, really, really. And he, that's how they heard one of the songs. That's how it was in those days, Ling. It's
Well,
fantastic, really.
let's say some of the songs for the younger generation to know. Some of the hits were "You've Got Your Troubles," of course. We're going to listen to that later on. "Freedom Come, Freedom Go," and "This Golden Ring," and there's another song called "Caroline." Funny enough, that song was played very, very frequently on the pirate radio, but it never made it hit. Never made it.
No, well, I personally, I've got an idea that maybe the BBC wouldn't play it
Why?
because it advertised a pirate radio
Yeah, yeah,
station.
yeah, yep.
Yeah, well, I think maybe they wouldn't play it on mainstream radio or TV because it was advertising something which was illegal. So I
Oh.
think it could have been one of the Fortune's biggest hits, but it never really was. I think so for that reason, basically.
Never re-release it though. It could
No,
re
no. And to be honest, we only ever did the song over in Europe. Rod didn't want to sing it over here for some reason because it wasn't really a hit record.
But other hits that we just talked about, if you check on YouTube, they got millions of hits. Millions.
Lots of million. Yeah, this is what amazes me. When you have a hit today, it's a few downloads, but in those days, you sold millions of records.
Records, yeah.
It's
Record with the, top of the pops were the time when people catch up who's number one. Young people, well, yeah, can't wait till Thursday, want to watch Top
That's
of the
right.
Pops. That's when you see the actual number one, the top few being performed. And I find that they were wonderful times musically myself.
I think so too. I mean, a lot of people ask me this, and I was told by somebody much cleverer than I that said there was only five songs ever written, and three of them were written in the 60s. You know, all those songs.
Wow. I love all those songs from decades back because music is not written in the same way like it used to be.
No, I agree. I agree with that totally. I mean, we do all the hits on the tour we're on at the moment. We're doing the Sensational 60s Experience tour. We do pretty much all the hits that the Fortunes have, but we also throw in a ballad, which is a big number for what's her name from Liverpool? Oh, what's her name? She had a lot of laughs. Oh, the late your listeners will remember. I can't remember her name. And we do it, and it's called You're My World, and
You're
it
my
goes to
world.
yeah, You're My World, yeah. And it goes down an absolute storm. Cilla Black, by a song by
Oh,
Cilla Black.
I love her music. Yeah,
Right.
Cilla Black. She was also a big TV personality, you know, on
Yes, she
Blind
was,
Date. And I didn't realize she's such a comical lady,
She
extremely
certainly
talented.
was, yeah,
Did
and
have
a
you
great.
met her yourself? You met
Yes,
her.
only once, yeah, in a TV show we did, yeah. She's a
Lovely
lot smaller
lady.
than I thought she was going to be,
Tell me now that we heard the background of the Fortunes, and since you joined, let's talk about the period begins with early 80s. Yourself, Paul Hooper, and joined Barry Pritchard and Ron Allen in the Fortunes, and the lineup were awarded a fabulous gold disc in 1987 and sold over 100,000 sales of the track called All the Hits and More album.
That's correct. Yeah, it was quite a strange one, that Ling, because we recorded the record over in Holland, a place called Roosmalen, and we finished the record. And of course, it did really very well. And one night we were doing a TV show. It was a Saturday night, and we were doing a TV show, and it was one of those quiz shows where there's four people, contestants, and they were asked certain questions, and they had to win. And anyway, and we were like the surprise musical guests. So we went on and we'd, ladies and gentlemen, the Fortunes. So we did a song, and when we finished, we were getting ready to walk off, and then these four beautiful girls came on with bunches of flowers and a gold record for each of us. And we didn't know that we'd got a gold record until that very moment. And it was done live on Dutch TV. It was fantastic. It's up on my wall now, the gold record. Yeah. So
It's a nice sort of memory and the recognition of the band, isn't it? That
Yeah,
the achievement
it
itself.
is.
Do you find that because your guy worked so hard? I mean, behind the scene, people don't realize how much heart you guys put behind the scene before music is released, and even go on stage and all that. You know, all the traveling, sleepless night to be on there, to be near your fans. There's a lot of hard work there. So when you receive a great thing like a gold disc and all that, do you find that your band have been appreciated?
It does make up for a lot of things. I mean, in those days, we were working 22 days a month.
Whoa, that's long time.
We'd be away from home for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And I had small children at the time, and it was very difficult. It was very hard. And yeah, little things like that do make it worthwhile, so you make up for it. But even now, the traveling is just, well, you know what
You
the
don't
roads are
mind, do
like
you? You
here.
don't mind traveling, do
Well, yeah, I'm 74 now, so it's getting difficult. It's
you?
getting difficult. I enjoy the performing, but getting to the shows and coming home is always a bit of a
It's
nightmare.
getting a bit tiring, isn't it?
It is.
Right. Tell me about the track I like to play that. It's called Storm in the Teacup.
Well, this is my favorite one. If I was asked which is my favorite, I would say this one because I was madly in love with the lady who wrote it. That was Linda De Paul.
Yes, Lindsay DePaul, she worked in collaboration with Barry Blue for a long
That's
time.
correct. Yeah,
Yeah,
I met.
she was beautiful too.
She
Absolutely
was
beautiful.
very, very attractive. I met her on a couple of occasions. She was very small, but when she walked into the room, the lights came on. She was absolutely stunning. She's a beautiful lady. So I like this song. I like playing this song.
Doesn't matter, you know it.
I find that we were more connected when Top of Pops were popular because we were more connected with the artists. I find that.
That's it. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
correct.
Yeah. Do you find that nowadays, do you find the only connection that bands have is by touring?
It's the only way now. So the only way for anybody to do it these days is to is just to get on the road and do what we did, start off in working men's clubs and build up. But all those clubs have gone now, Ling. That's the thing. All those places we used to play, most of them have gone.
But saying that, you guys got tours and everything. You're performing all over Europe and UK.
Yeah, well, luckily for us, there are a couple of people over here who still want to tour the 60s shows, and it's going as well as it ever has. We
Yeah.
thought when COVID hit that might be the end, because a lot of theatres went to the wall, a lot of theatres closed down, but we're filling houses all over the country now. It's crazy. Yeah, and we've got tours in for the next 3 years.
And who are the members in the current band?
Well, when Rod Allen was diagnosed, we were doing this show in a place called Butlins. Rod came to me and says, "Come and have a look at this guy. He's performing while, before we go on." So we walked out to the front, and it was Eddie Mooney. He was playing with a band called the Dakotas. And he said, "What do you think of this guy?" I said, "He's got a great voice." He said, "Well, I'm going in hospital, so I'm going to ask Eddie to join, while I'm in hospital." And then when Rod realized that he wasn't going to come out of hospital, he said, "Look, don't," he said, "don't take my choice of you try a lot of other people." So we did. Then we tried, I think, 18 different other people, but Rod picked the right one.
Good.
We knew that Rod was right, so we kept Eddie in the band. So Eddie was with the Dakotas for, I think, it was 20 odd years. And again, when Rod was alive, he always wanted Glenn in the band, Glenn Taylor, because he's got a very high voice, and he always wanted him in the band. But Glenn was playing with a band called Marmalade. I'm sure you must
Yeah, we
remember
met.
Marmalade.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and he was very loyal to them, and he said, "No, I can't leave these guys." And in the end, he just said, "Right, I'm gonna do it." So when Paul Hooper left,
Yeah.
Glenn joined.
That goes back a long time, isn't it? So,
It does, yeah. He was with them for 31
I
years.
mean, people come to see the Fortunes. Of course, the music are the most important thing, but they like to see you guys there. They want to be close and connected with you, isn't it? That's why
Yeah,
people
well, the
pay
good,
tickets to come to see you.
exactly. The good thing about it is, I mean, people say, "Well, it's not the original members." Well, it can't be. I mean, they've passed away,
Yeah, they're a long
but the,
time ago.
but
Yeah.
but the people, but the people who are in the band, they know them anyway because they saw them with Marmalade, they saw them with the. So it's just a natural progression. I
And you
mean, we
guys are
had.
still singing the songs that's the first release anyway. It's still very much in your song list, isn't it?
Yeah, and we try and do it as close to the record as we possibly can. And we've got a guy now on keyboards called Chris Hutchison.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chris played with a band called the Tornadoes.
Remind me of that.
Telstar?
Yeah, sometimes I know
Yeah.
more of the music than the names sometimes,
Yeah, of course. Well, he's been around for a long time, and he plays a keyboard which recreates all the strings and the brass, because all the Fortunes hits were very orchestrated. And
And Mike,
Chris,
what instrument do you play?
I play guitar. I'm a
I
guitar, lead
love the
guitarist.
sound of guitar. And what about new music, Mike?
Well, during COVID, we knew. I said when it all happened, I said to the boys, "This could last for a long, long time. This could be the end of the music as we know it." I realized that early on, and Eddie and I used to have a little office upstairs where I did all my work. And Eddie said, "Well, why don't we write some songs?" Eddie, the bass player. So I went upstairs. I started messing about and doing the things. I sent a song to him, and he put some words to it. And it was about being stuck at home. It was about, "You can't get out the door. I'm missing you. And as soon as COVID's over."
Yeah.
And Eddie released it online, and it went to number two in the Heritage chart.
Well
Yeah.
done.
Yeah.
What's it
So,
called? What's it called again?
Never Too Far.
Never Too Far. And give us your website when if people want to know more about your music and your tours, what's your
Well,
website?
all this is on Wikipedia, to be honest. If they type in the Fortunes, it's all on
Exactly.
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, our website, it's very simple. It's thefortunes.co.uk. Yeah.
Yeah, did you expect to be still as busy as you are?
If somebody had told me Well, I got married when I was 20 something or other. Don't let the wife's not listening, is she? No. I got married and I said to my wife Pamela, I said, look, I'll play in the bands for a few more years and then I'll come out and I'll get a proper job. And here I am, 74 years old, and I'm still looking for a proper job. I can't believe I'm still doing it, to be honest.
You're a great musician yourself, but can I ask you, in terms of musician, not from your band, but which musician inspire you most?
It's a guy called American guy, a guitar player called Eric Johnson. The
Wow.
first time I heard him,
Yeah.
somebody said, "If you like guitarists, you listen to this guy." The first time I heard him, I thought it was two guitarists playing at the same time. That's how good he is. Oh, he's just
Wow.
incredible. Yeah, he's
Wow.
absolutely incredible.
Wow. And also, now I realize you've been a musician long before you have connection with the current band. Did you go to music school, and who taught you music?
No, I'm one of five brothers, and there was always music in the house, always, something laying about, a banjo or something, So from a very early age, I just picked up something and, watched them. And my older brother Barry, he showed me a few chords, and I just went on from there. So I'm all self-taught. I
You
think,
are you the only musician in the family?
well, in my family,
Yeah.
yes, believe it or not, I've got three girls, and none of them. I think Lucy can play guitar, but she never does anymore. So it was never a big thing for them. They've gone on and done very well in their lives, so I'm happy for them.
Because your band is loved by so many, you've got fans who's still with you decades now. What do you want to say to your fans?
Well, thank you for all the support over the years, guys. It's been a long old haul, and we couldn't have done it without you. Especially after COVID, a lot of people changed their habits into staying at home and instead of going to pubs and clubs. I understand that because I do it myself. But listen, thank you so much for coming out to see us at the theatres. You're the ones that, as long as you come and see us, we'll keep going.
You
Do
take
that.
good care of
Thanks very
yourself.
much.
Bye
And
bye.
you.
This is one of their greatest hits. You've Got Your Troubles.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. To have lost my love today. All of my dreams have flown away. Now just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know. And it don't seem so long ago.
I say to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. For I ain't
your
true.
Trouble,
You see,
I've
I lost my love.
You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Live Wire Network is produced by Steve Osborne Media.